Hey, can I tell you something? It's kind of a secret. You can't tell anyone, okay? You know I go to church every Sunday, right? There's a new priest. Yeah, have you seen him? Yeah. I don't know, I didn't quite feel comfortable going to confession with somebody new that I hadn't known for a long time. But I did this past weekend. In my church, we don't have one of the confessional boxes. There's this little place to the side where the kids sit during services so that they don't interrupt the service if they get loud. So we used to go there for confession, and that didn't change with this priest. He was sitting, when I walked into it, he was sitting way in the back, looking at me. He has, I don't know, something about his eyes. It kind of throws you off guard or makes you a little scared. I walked over to him and I was gonna sit next to him, but he told me I should sit on the floor and kneel next to his knees. It felt a little weird, but I did it. I put my hands in front of me, braced on the pew like I was praying. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's been 6 months since my last confession. He put his hand on my head and gestured me to look up into his eyes because I had been staring at my hands. And he asked me why it had been so long. I told him I didn't know. I felt uncomfortable. He wanted to know if I had a boyfriend. And I told him yes. And he told me that God frowns on any premarital relations. And I told him I knew that. And he told me that it was a sin to lie to God in the house of God. And he asked me again if I had done anything. And I told him I had. And he said that I would have to pay a penance, an act of contrition for lying about it. He pushed me a little bit forward to where my head was against the bench. I was bending over now, and I could feel him pulling up my skirt. I didn't know what he was gonna do. When my skirt was all the way up, he ran his hand along my ass, over my panties. And I knew I should stop him. I should say something, but I couldn't. I felt like I had to. I had to do whatever he wanted me to do. He didn't spank me. His hand slowly slid in my panties, pulling them down until he was looking at my bare ass. And he told me that he wanted me to recite a prayer and say how sorry it was. And as his hand stroked me, I started saying it. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins. And as I was speaking, he slowly pushed his fingers into me. And when I stopped, he told me to keep going, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. I was stroking him in and out, and I couldn't say anything, and I could hear it. I could hear the wet sound. I was so wet. But most of all, because I have offended you, my God, who are all good and deserving of my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins and to do penance and amend my life. Amen. And he told me, if I was ready to accept my punishment, I told him yes. I should have said no, but I said yes. I could hear his robes rustling. I didn't look up. I didn't look back. My eyes closed. I felt him. I felt him. Winnie. I felt him. Put his cock against me. He said he was gonna give me punishment for lying. I wanted it. Yes, Father. He slid so slowly in me. Grabbed my hips. He told me to accept the Lord's punishment. And I wanted his punishment so much. Oh God. Even though it was bad. He helped me there. Bent over with my skirt up, and his big dick sliding in and out of me. Oh, oh, oh God. hear it every time his hips push against mine. That wet slapping sound. It's so wet. He told me that he was gonna fuck the devil out of me. Who's gonna come inside me? It was my blessing to take his seat up, pushed up all the way like he was coming at me deep inside. I kept my legs spread, taking it every time he pushed in so hard. Oh, Father. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Have mercy on me. Oh, God. He shouted really hard. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving me. Oh God, have mercy on me. His fingers in again, feeling his cum inside me. He told me that my penance wasn't over yet, and he wanted to see me later. I should come to church after the services were over. And I said I would. Cause I'm so very wicked. Don't you agree?